Welcome to this focused attention practice recording. This focused attention practice may be done sitting on a chair, seated on the floor, with or without a cushion, kneeling with or without the use of a meditation bench, lying on one's back, recumbent, or in the astronaut position, on one's back with hips and knees bent and the lower legs supported on the seat of a chair, sofa, or bed, whichever posture is most easeful for you. The invitation is to choose an attentional anchor, a sensation on which to rest the attention, and a place to return the attention to when distracted by strong sensations or when the mind wanders, as it shall. Commonly used attentional anchors are the breath, the sensation of contact between body and supporting surfaces, or sound. The choice is yours. The chosen anchors should be accessible, neutral, familiar, and comfortable, something which is easy to focus on and easy to return to when distracted. So now, settling into your chosen posture, the eyes closing or half open with an unfocused gaze, settling into stillness, settling into the anchor. Noticing other sensations in the body, sounds in the environment, thoughts pulling attention away from the chosen anchor, attention drifting, noticing, drifting, acknowledging without judgment, gently and kindly returning attention to the anchor. Noticing thinking, mind wandering. This is normal, it will happen. Even the most experienced meditator will notice attention drifting, mind wandering, thinking. Here, an attitude of gentle curiosity, friendliness to whatever is encountered, kindliness. This attitude is key to the practice, returning attention to the anchor. Perhaps noticing discomfort in the body. Simply noticing the sensation. Then gently and kindly returning attention to the anchor. perhaps a sensation becoming persistent, distracting, unwanted, unpleasant. Turning the energy of kind curiosity toward the sensation. Noticing its quality, location, distribution. Investigating with curiosity. Is the sensation focused in one area? Is it delineated with clear borders? Or is it diffuse? Does the location shift, contract, or expand? Is the sensation constant or pulsating? Twisting, pulling, or drawing? Is it constant, or does it fade and diminish? Acknowledging without judging, returning to the anchor. Perhaps there's an urge to act on the sensation, an impulse towards the sensation, an impulse to move the body, to touch, scratch, massage the sensation. Noticing with curiosity, not reacting, simply noticing, acknowledging. This impulse is present. This sensation is present. Returning gently, kindly to the anchor. perhaps sensations arise which feel too intense to simply acknowledge. It is okay to scratch the itch, massage the cramp, adjust the posture. First, noticing the impulse to act, then choosing and acting in a deliberate, simple, effective, mindful way. Then returning to the anchor. This is the practice. Perhaps noticing, judging, thinking, I'm not doing this right. I can't meditate. Even these thoughts are to be expected. This is not a problem. Simply noticing, thinking, noticing, judging, without judging, no scolding, returning to your intention, returning your attention to your anchor again and again. It may be that thoughts arise, as may memories, feelings, emotions. If such experiences become distressing, too intense, one may choose to shift attention, open the eyes if closed, sit up, stand, or even end the practice for now. The choice is yours. Trust your own sense of what is tolerable and safe and what should be avoided. You are in control. Returning to the anchor. Resting in the anchor. Returning to the anchor, resting in the anchor. Approaching the end of this time of practice, bringing gentle movement to the toes, the fingers, the shoulders, the neck. Taking a few slow, deep breaths. Opening the eyes if closed. Thanking yourself for taking the time to move into greater mindfulness, fostering self-knowledge, self-acceptance, wellness. And now, moving into the next moments of your day.